Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Amen, amen, amen. The song says, my God is awesome. My God is awesome. He'll keep you from the shelter. He'll hide you from the rain. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. I thank God for once again being in the land of the living with a mind to yet lift up his name, with a mind to yet give him some praise. The scripture says in Psalms 105:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. 106:1 says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 107:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And 107:31 Psalm says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, I bless the Lord on this evening, this Thanksgiving day that the Lord has set aside, a beautiful day. I don't know where you are in the nation, but I'm here in sunny northern California, and the weather is just gorgeous. And I can say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am praying at all and wishing all of you a blessed and glorious Thanksgiving. Amen. I pray as you gather with your families on today that you would really ponder in your heart, do an assessment, take an examination, and think about all of the wonderful blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Reach out and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Reach out and share this love. Let it flow abroad. Amen. Amen. Somebody today don't have turkey in dressing. Somebody today don't have a family member. Somebody today didn't cross over and left some loved ones here to cherish their memories. So if you're yet in the land of the living, be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful to God that he kept you. Be thankful for God, to God that he looks over you. Be thankful to God that you yet have a sound mind. Amen? For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thanks? Who shall give you thanks? Amen. So we're just so thankful for the Lord. You know, I once again like to welcome you all to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. And there may not be anyone on the line but me, but I'm thankful. You know, this is an assignment that the Lord has given me. And how many know that the Lord doesn't take any days off? Ah, if God takes days off, the world would be in trouble. We in trouble anyhow, and God never takes a day off. The Bible says he never slumber nor sleep. So I take this broadcast serious. I take this assignment God has given me seriously. Amen? Amen. So I'm just on this line to give God some praise. And as I begin to think about this day and did a little cooking and going down and have some dinner at my niece's house and going over to a friend of mine's house for a few minutes and everything, and I just began to think on, Lord, what am I thankful for? And this morning, I'd like to say, well, this afternoon, I'd like to say I'm thankful for God transforming my life over 28 years ago. This November, God transformed my life when I moved from New Orleans, Louisiana, my home, to Los Angeles, California, with my two children. And the Lord had a new life plan for me. He transformed my life. He renewed my mind. Hey, he gave me another opportunity at life. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus being applied to my life. I'm thankful for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for a mother that is yet beautiful and alive and vibrant. I'm thankful for a handsome son. I'm thankful for four beautiful grandchildren and two great-grandsons. I'm thankful for a niece, the best niece in the world, Glenisha Messider. You knew I would say that. I'm thankful for my aunts and my uncles, my brothers, my sisters. Hallelujah, my cousins, my nieces and my nephews, the wonderful leaders and visionaries that God have graced in my life. I'm thankful for Bishop Winston Singleton and Bishop Alfred Singleton on today. I'm thankful for Bishop Leo Lewis today. I'm thankful for First Lady Sharon Lewis. I'm thankful for Pastor Jacqueline McLemore on today. I'm thankful for Bishop Burns on today. I'm thankful for Dr. Winston Singleton on today. I'm thankful for Prophetess Cheryl Harrison on today. I'm thankful for Pastor Caridia Singleton on today. I'm thankful for all of our listeners and our many supporters. I'm thankful for Sister Ruby Larry on today and all the evangelists that grace this line. I'm thankful for Pastor James and Bishop Bayabi and Prophet Addison, Evangelist Stars, and Elder Raymond Cumber. I'm thankful for all of my friends all over the nation, in New Orleans, in Lansing, Michigan, my dear friend Sister Marcia Moore, and just like to give a shout out and say happy birthday to her husband, Bobby Billings, on today. Thank God for you, Brother Bobby. Thank you for being a beautiful and sweet and kind and loving husband to my dear friend. Oh, I just have so many things that I'm thankful for on this morning. I'm thankful for to still be in the land of the living. I could have left here on November the 9th at 4:35 in the morning after my car hydroplaned. But I thank God that it wasn't my time. Hallelujah. I bless him today. Thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. And all of our beautiful friends and loved ones in the gospel. Amen. I just came on this line to say thank you. Thank you. And as we begin to close out this year, we're going to be going on a 21-day fast. And I extend that invitation to those of you that would like to go on this fast. We haven't gotten the dates together. We're thinking about starting right after the new year, between the 2nd and the 3rd of January. Amen. 21-day fast. And we'll give you some further details, it all out. But we're just thankful. Hallelujah. Thankful. So just thankful I have an opportunity to do just that. We bless the Lord on today, and I just want to offer up a word of prayer and asking you to continue to keep the bereaved family of the Claibornes in your prayers. They buried their mother and their sister and their grandmother and their aunt and their niece and daughter on yesterday, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful service. So remember to keep that family in your prayer, the Claiborne family, and especially keep J.C.L. in your prayers, my grandson's friend. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord God, thanking you for your kindness, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercies, Lord God, thanking you for another opportunity to come on this broadcast and give you some praise. Lord God, we thank you for all our many listeners and all of our supporters. We thank you for your men and women of God all over the nation that are preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for our families on today. We thank you for the president of this nation, Lord God. We thank you for our first family on today. Lord God, and as families gather all around the nation and sit down at their dinner table, and before they slice the turkey, Lord God. Let them embrace one another. Let them join hands, Lord, and say a prayer and a prayer of thanksgiving unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for being so kind to us, Lord God. We thank you for being so generous to us. Oh, Lord God, we don't want to forget you as we're going about our day on today, as we're traveling from house to house and city to city and state to state. Lord God, I'm even asking you to bless the pilots on today, those that bring your people all over the nation on the airlines and the bus lines and those on the highways traveling. Heal and protect them, Lord God. Remember the Claiborne family, Lord God. Remember Sister Tamira Claiborne's family, Lord God. Remember our children, Lord God. Continue to touch and comfort their heart, Lord God. Be there for them, Lord God. Let them know that you're a God that never sleeps and you're a God that never forgets. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Thank you for all the evangelists and the ministers that come on this line. God, we just giving you praise today. We give no glory to the enemy. All of the glory and all of the praises go to you. For you alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. You alone, Lord God, is the one that we owe praises to. Lord God, I thank you for my mother on today, still being in the land of the living. Thank you for all my sisters and my brothers. Remember Danielle on today. Comfort her heart. Go to the prisons, Lord God, and those that have children and loved ones that they're not able to be with today. Comfort them, Lord God. Put a smile upon their face. Go to Angola, Louisiana, and even touch my son, Lord God. Touch the men that's there, Lord God. Comfort them. Let them have a beautiful and blessed day today. Lord, I know that long to be with their family, but since they're not, Lord God, let them just look to you for all of their strength, Lord God. Oh, we bless you on today, God. Go into the nursing homes, Lord God. Go into the hospitals, Lord God. The homeless shelters, Lord God. Those people that sleeping on the street, Lord God, may have not been able to get a meal today. Have mercy upon them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bless you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. And we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close out. So I'm about to get on the roll, but I had to get on this broadcast and give the Lord some praise on today. And I just want to say with you today this 23rd Psalm. Amen. And you should know that one by heart. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. And in my closing, I'm going to close with this Sabbath psalm, Psalm 24, and it's dear to my heart also. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. And before we close, we just want to remind you, we are only sitting on about 2 weeks before the True Fellowship Conference that will be hosted in Stockton, California, 2281 East Main Street at Christ Redeeming Center, where the pastor is Dr. Kenneth E. Burford. We're looking to have a grand time. That's December 7th and 8th. The service starts at 7 o'clock p.m. on December 7th and on December 8th at 10 in the morning. Those of you that are looking to come, we need you to call me and confirm that you will be there. And we also would like for you to send in your funds, send in your $25 donations for the luncheon ticket. You can mail that or you can contact me at P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205, or email me at newdestiny54, amen@yahoo.com. We thank God for you. Have a beautiful and glorious day. We will be on the airwaves on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. That's our normal time. And Saturday morning, we will be on at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 o'clock Central Time and 5 o'clock a.m. Join that if you have a wonderful testimony of what God has done for you and you want to share it with our audience. Get on the line early Saturday morning. And Sunday morning, we'll be on with 30 minutes of prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. We love you, and we praise you, and we thank the Lord for you on today. And we're going to close this broadcast out with Let the Church Say Amen. God bless you. We love you, and we appreciate you inviting us.
To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman, be blessed.
Okay, Adrian, I'm gone. All right, have a good day. Oh, okay. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You be blessed. No, you do.
Thank you.